Four passages, and keep your Bible ribbon in some of them, your fingers, whatever it takes. The first one is Psalm 46. And then Psalm 91. So the 46th chapter and the 91st chapter of Psalms. That'll keep you awake, just making sure you keep your finger in your Bible and it doesn't fall. Isaiah 10. And Habakkuk 1. At least they're all Old Testament. That'll help you. So Psalm 46, Psalm 91, Isaiah 10. Habakkuk chapter 1. You know, Dave and I do not plan the songs that are sung. He chooses those, and it's interesting how that goes along. What he chose will go along with what we're looking at. In times like these, we sing. And obviously, we need the Lord and the fact that he is always the same. And then, Brother Alan, take it to the Lord in prayer. For the offertory. Because this afternoon we're looking at this question: is God your strength, or is your strength your God? Psalm 46, we're going to start with verse 1. You know, we tend to gloss over a verse like this, especially when we're trying to get through our Bible reading plan, because I've got my three chapters I've got to get in today. And I would really encourage you, as you read your Bibles, is to really stop and meditate. And I want you to meditate upon the fact that indeed, here's what it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's say that verse together out loud. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I want to meditate by backing up through that verse. Sometimes that helps when, instead of going through it front to back, you go back to front. That's something I find helpful sometimes. And so we look at the last word in Psalm 46 and verse 1. What's the last word? So let's talk about trouble. The last word in the verse is trouble. The Bible never ignores the fact that God's people have times of trouble. And we'll better understand what the psalmist means by that word trouble when you see how that same word is translated elsewhere in the Old Testament. Listen very closely. Distress. Anybody going through any times of distress? It's translated that way in Genesis 35:3. It's translated anguish. God is is our refuge and strength, our very present help in anguish. It's translated that way in Genesis 42:21. It's also translated tribulation, a very present help in tribulation, times of trial. Adversity, by the way, tribulation is Judges 10:4. It's where the same word's translated, tribulation. Adversity, a very present help in adversity. 2 Samuel 4:9. Affliction, a very present help in affliction. 2 Chronicles 29. So you get a better idea of what that word trouble is. A very present help in trouble, slash distress, slash anguish, tribulation, adversity, affliction. God is a very present help in those times. You back up a little bit more, and right before the word trouble, you see the phrase, a very present help. He's not far off. He's not too occupied to come to our aid in such a time. He's not so busy with somebody else's problem that he can't take yours. In fact, his help is very present. And it's not present, it's very present. The Hebrew word for present is overwhelmingly translated found. Think about it that way. A very found help in trouble. God is a much found help in trouble. Next, as we keep backing up in the verse, we come to the words refuge and strength. We're actually going to look at these in the order in which they appear. Let's look at the word refuge. God is our refuge. It's a shelter. He is the rock behind which we hide to shelter us in the time of storm. You ever been caught in a storm? Outside, walking. Winita and I were hiking a year or two ago up toward Estes Park, and we got caught in rain, and it started hailing up on the mountain. All we could find was a tree to get under. You're not supposed to do that when it's lightning, but there was no lightning. And so we got under this tree, and it was somewhat of a shelter, as much of a tree can be a shelter in time of a storm. It reminds me of the verse in Psalm 94, 22, but the Lord is my defense and my God is the rock of my refuge. And it reminds me of the hymn we sing with the recurring refrain, a shelter in the time of storm. It says in verse 1 of that hymn, the Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in a time of storm, secure whatever ill betide. And then the last verse, O rock divine, O refuge dear, be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. So that's the first word, refuge, and then the word strength. And this is where I want to really focus in the time remaining, and it's the word strength. God is our refuge and strength. Consider those who don't have God as their strength, who instead of their strength being God, their God is their strength. And that is a common problem. That's what Habakkuk meant. That's the chapter, that's the verse I wanted you to go to. Have Habakkuk. Let me find it in my ribbon so I can get to it quickly. When you look at Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 11, he said that these people who were going to come and destroy Israel, the last part of verse 11 says, here's what they think, imputing this his power unto his God, little g. Their power, their strength, they impute unto his God. It literally reads this way, they whose strength is their God. The very part of my title. Their strength is their God. Their God is not their strength. Their strength is their God. The Chaldeans here in chapter 1 had made their own might and power their God. In other words, they were impressed with themselves. And the fact is, they were really impressive people. Read about them in verse 6 and following. I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses are also swifter than the leopards and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come up for all violence. They shall come all for violence, their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand, and they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. No wonder you get to verse 11, and they say that their strength is their God, because they're strong. I fear for the United States of America sometimes when America says that our God is our strength. When militarily, yes, we are powerful, but when we begin to rely upon that and say that that's our strength rather than God. Nations tend to confuse their own strength with the strength of an arm wielding them like a tool. You know, if I get a wrench and there's this nut that I cannot get off this bolt, Is the strength in the wrench, or is the strength in the arm that turns the wrench? Is the tool the thing that's strong? I do need a tool. But the true power is in the arm. In Isaiah chapter 10, that's the next one, you'll see some who thought that they, as a tool in God's hand, were the strength. These are the Assyrians. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5, O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger. That's just the part I want you to see right there. God says that the nation of Assyria is the rod of God's anger. In other words, God holds the rod, Assyria, and he uses the rod as his tool. But where's the strength? Is the strength in the rod, or is the strength in the one who is wielding the rod? So the Assyrians bragged about the strength of their hand and what their hand did. Look at verses 13 and 14 of Isaiah chapter 10. For he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man, and my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, I have gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. I love that. Their strength is by their hand. Wait a second. Assyria is a rod in God's hand. Now that makes verse 15 more understandable. Shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it, as if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up? Or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood? Folks, is the axe going to boast against the one who holds it in his hand? What is that axe without somebody to pick it up and use it? It's worthless. In times of trouble, such as now, and always are, make sure that your strength is not your God, but that God is indeed your refuge and strength, a much found help in trouble. Then you can honestly claim for yourself the truths that follow in Psalm 46. So back to Psalm 46, and then we're going to finish with 91. If God is indeed your refuge and strength, look at Psalm 46, verse 2. Let's read verse 2 out loud together. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Can you imagine something like that happen? Can you imagine living here in Colorado and you see that the mountains are picked up, that somehow they're being thrown into the sea? Would that kind of scare you a little bit? Wouldn't that freak you out? But you know what? We will not fear, even if that happens, if God is my refuge and my strength. Verse 3, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Therefore, we will not fear. He's a very present help. He's a very found help in times of trouble. Now, I want us to end with Psalm 91. Psalm chapter 91. There's so many other psalms you could go to because David and the other psalmists write much about God as the refuge. But just follow as I read Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Have we had any pestilences lately? Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto you. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Now you're going to recognize the next two verses, because Satan quoted these to Jesus partially. For he shall keep his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now Satan quoted this but misapplied it. And so we tend not to ever go to this passage and use these verses. Folks, these verses are still here. What does it say? He will give his angels charge over you. You don't have it. You do not have a personal angel. It says angels. Some of us take more than one. I think those who go skydiving need about 15. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Who? Those who dwell in a secret place of the Most High. They shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When it is very dark with us, let brave spirits say, come, let us sing the 46th Psalm. Spurgeon said that. And then he had this little poem. A fortress firm and steadfast rock is God in time of danger. A shield and sword in every shock from foe well known or stranger. God is my strength. My strength is not my God. May you be able to say that as well. Lord, thank you that we can say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help